This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. Uman Ezra here on the Evening Edition as we take a look at stocks and markets. Lynn Mott joins us in the studio. But before that, this story, Lynn, Facebook shareholders are filing a proposal to remove CEO Mark Zuckerberg as board chairman.
Wow.
I mean, I think it was one thing for I think the Instagram guys to sort of have left off and gone on to the sunset to do their own thing. But
well, there's been some major screw-ups recently.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of really, really high-profile scandals. I mean, to recap, there was Cambridge Analytica.
Cambridge Analytica was really hot for about
Wasn't it? Much has happened since then.
And it was, so when you say like Facebook scandal, the first thing is which one?
Yeah.
Which is really sad. I mean, there was the election meddling. There was the proliferation of fake news. There have been multiple data breaches.
Yep.
And now allegations that it's been quietly cooking the books on their video metrics. So Facebook has really not had a good year.
Yeah, on that last one, with regards to the video metrics, I mean, that was, I think, just a real big blow for so many different parts of the industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Marketers and social media folks would have been sort of scratching their heads about, well, what was real and what was not during whatever period that they were posting up videos.
Exactly. And people are up in arms because, you know, there was that whole pivot to video and people lost their jobs. You know, and now they're saying that, oh, it was based off of nothing, maybe? Yeah. So.
Hold on. You said allegations, right? But the video metrics thing has been all but confirmed, right? That they were actually doing it.
Yeah, so it's kind of technically still not really confirmed because
because they need to come out and say yes, we were.
Yeah, they've denied it.
Of course, they have.
But it's also because the video metrics allegations came from the complaints made by plaintiffs in a fraud suit,
correct,
which was recently unsealed. So there hasn't been a resolution to that. I think that's still ongoing. Yeah.
Okay. So all of this has been happening, and Facebook shareholders are now trying to do something about it, but only now. So what gives?
So it's not only just now. There was actually a similar proposal for an independent chairman filed in 2017. But the problem was and is that Mark Zuckerberg holds about 60% of voting rights in Facebook. So any outsider resolution is basically toothless.
Mm.
So the co-filers, who are, by the way, the state treasurers from Illinois, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania, alongside New York City comptroller Scott Stringer, what they're doing here is by filing this proposal, they are forcing the issue to be discussed at Facebook's next annual meeting. So forcing it into the limelight. I guess they thought that if they can't win the case in the boardroom, take it to the court of public opinion. In any case, I can't imagine Facebook share prices are going to get any more volatile. Already they are 10% down year to date. They hit a high of $217.50 a share in July. And since then, they've slumped back down again to hover at around $159 today.
Right.
Some real problems there, especially with the strategy of actually bringing it out into the court of public opinion. I think it's a space in which, you know, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't really sort of do well, whether it's Senate committee hearings or, you know, in sort of explaining his particular positions
for
as well.
For a guy who's revolutionized the way we communicate, he is a pretty terrible communicator himself. You know what's crazy, though? How do you extricate yourself from Facebook? I don't mean as an individual. I just mean the Facebook economy. Every corporation, every business, every piece of digital advertising goes through Facebook. They've just been so cunning and clever to rope us all in.
Which makes the video metrics thing even worse.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, let's move on to Bursa stocks. Lynn, I hear Dagang Next Change was doing pretty well today.
Yes, so they surged over 2.6% in early trade today on some news that DNEX has banked two contracts worth 12 million ringgit to repair submarine cables. So they closed up 1.3% at 38 sen.
All right, Lynn, thank you very much for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.